So America's home cooks are probably not going to start hanging rotten shark meat in the backyard anytime soon. But a lot of people are getting pretty enthusiastic about another acquired taste. It's called natto.
When you mix it, you get this kind of palatable sound from the natto. And that's this sort of mixing sound of, I guess, basically the sliminess or the neba-neba quality of natto. My name's Stephen Hittner. I'm here today to do a presentation on natto, which is a soy-fermented food from Japan. So the story goes that there was a group of samurai taking a break from a battle, and they were cooking up some soybeans. And then all of a sudden, in came the attacking samurais. They dumped out the water and dumped the soybeans in with the straw that they were feeding their horses, and they just rode off. And they were riding for, you know, probably a day, maybe longer than a day. So they stopped and they got off their horses and they looked for those soybeans that they had cooked, because they're ready to eat them, of course. And they found that the soybeans were no longer like they were when they put them in there. They had this stringy, this neba neba that Japanese would describe.
When you're watching it, and it was funny, you're looking at the pictures and then watching other people around us, they start picking it up and you see this long string, and it's funny because you're like, okay, how is this going to be? What is this going to be like?
It reminds me of cheese on a pizza, you know, like a deep dish pizza, and you take a bite and then you take the slice away and the cheese is still going, you know, really stringy and long. So that's kind of what it reminded me of.
Oh my God. The strings are like coating my tongue.
The aroma can be kind of like a stronger cheese. Nothing like a Limburger, but it's stronger than your average cheese, and it'll have, you know, maybe a little bit of an ammonia smell to it.
The texture was fine. I just wasn't ready for the kind of like bitter aftertaste. It kind of reminded me of coffee, and I don't drink coffee.
Sort of more of a bitter and even astringent taste towards the end. But initially, the taste is still somewhat sweet.
I was really nervous to try that. It's actually pretty good, besides the streakiness. I like it.
That's producer Eric Lawrenson learning to love natto at the annual Fermentation Fest in Reedsburg, Wisconsin. I'm Ann Strainchamps. It's to the best of our knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International.